Hey man.
Hello.
Do you like comic books?
No.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
You like comic book TV shows?
I do like comic book TV shows.
Do you like Marvel characters that act like they're from the DC universe?
No, I do. I actually do.
Well, good, because we're going to talk about Punisher.
Punisher season 2. So yeah, it's Punisher season 2
got released
last
Friday?
Week.
No, I think it was this week. Was it Friday? Anyway, it's out.
It's out. Yeah,
you can marathon it.
Yeah, well, I tried. I got the gist and did the whole thing. So you personally liked it?
Yeah, I liked it. I liked it as much as I did the first season. I still like him better out of Daredevil.
Well, the funny thing is that I didn't care for it.
Oh.
Yeah, I did not. I didn't care for it.
What was it you didn't like?
Well, first of all, they didn't bring Micro back.
Yeah, because
they didn't bring Micro back. It just, like, the first...
The battle van without Micro to supply it, it's a little...
It's one of the... It's okay, I mean...
Okay, I can agree with that.
You know, and... Okay. There's a couple things I didn't care for. Now, again, this is going to be kind of a spoiler issue, but not really, because we're not going to go too in-depth on...
No, there may be some inadvertent spoilers.
Inadvertent spoilers, but, you know...
If that bothers you, you might want to watch it first and then come back and...
Exactly, and kind of, and maybe agree with us or not agree with us. I mean, we're not even agreeing each other. He liked it. I didn't really care for it. I think, God, man, it was the first season... I binged like crazy. I loved it. It was really good. This season it's like dragging along, and it was just, I think it was just like pulling teeth. I was like, okay, can we get
agree.
To
13 episodes is a bit much. I think the 10 episode.
I think
is
at,
a good number.
I think at 8 or 9 episodes of good episodes, because I think a lot of those episodes were just filler.
They all got rated, if you look them up on IMDb, all got rated 8, you know, high 8s and low 9s.
Yeah, I think it had, well, for me, like I said, this is, again, my personal opinion, it had something to be desirable. I think Jigsaw, you know, okay.
He wasn't so Jigsaw-y.
You know, that was getting it. I think it looks like he got in a fight with a cat.
Yeah, he didn't look ugly at all.
If it reminds me of anything... what was it, Zoolander 2 or something like that? It's like, don't look at me, I'm hideous, and then a little scratch.
Yeah.
And I think that was pretty much the entire, and everybody looked at him, he's like, oh my God, you're hideous. It's like, well, you're not that bad, actually. You're still a good-looking guy.
Yeah, still better looking than me.
Exactly, it's like, yeah, when that's, because I mean, in the
still
comics,
up chicks.
I mean, in the comics, I mean, he was.
It's really Jigsaw.
It's really Jigsaw. And the funny thing is, and at the end of last season, spoilers, okay, when he kind of just like grates his face into the mirror,
yeah, I was like,
it is way more than just. And okay,
that
so
Russian weightlifter's face got messed up.
Oh man, yeah, that, you know, that was all like
he looked like
Shaw. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Baby Ruth.
Yeah. So I think they really didn't make him into a good. Well, just as in like just the makeup wise, I didn't care for. I'm just going to turn off my phone real quick because I'm getting a text. I didn't care for the makeup. Unfortunately, I think Jigsaw would have been a lot cooler as a really cool villain. But in the funny...
I thought John Pilgrim was a better villain than Jigsaw.
John Pilgrim was pretty cool.
He was menacing.
He was menacing. You know, it's... what do they say? Speak softly and carry a big stick.
Yeah.
It was pretty much him in his big rifle. Yeah, he did give it. He spoke very softly. He was always men.
And as far as I know, that character doesn't exist in the comics.
I think so.
It's loosely based off of Mennonite. I don't remember a John Pilgrim in the comics.
Yeah, I looked him up. I didn't see, I think, John Pilgrim exactly, but I think, yeah, it was from Mennonite. But guess that, you know, Marvel has an issue with their villains. I think we actually discussed this before.
Yeah.
On how villainous these villains are. And Jigsaw would have been a really cool one. You know, you have this really, I mean,
you're okay. Almost sympathetic to him this season.
Yeah, which was, I mean, it took almost 7 episodes before he even did anything.
He made up for it quick.
So it was
the last 6 episodes.
So, you know, it was, I think it was a little disappointing. I don't think it was better than the first one. I think Micro had a big, big influence on the first one with him. I think.
So you missed Micro.
Yeah.
You didn't like the makeup.
I missed Micro. I didn't like the makeup. And I think the girl that he was protecting was more annoying than anything else. And I think it was more in lines of, like, seeing the professional. You know, he was just pretty much protecting her and teaching her and stuff like that. And it was like, oh, okay. Or it was another... It started out like the last one started out. One of his female... I mean, come on.
You never really saw her after the...
No, you didn't. Exactly. I didn't realize that. He's all like, bye. Bye, Felicia.
Oh,
your ass got shot.
So much, but now I'm going to go to New York City.
Exactly. Completely forget about you. you know, I think it was okay as a series. I think they might cancel it though.
Well, I'd be surprised if Netflix keeps any of them. I think Marvel's trying to pull it all back under their own umbrella.
That's probably the consensus right now. The last two were Punisher and Jessica Jones, right?
And I hope everything they else. Keep the same cast if they do that, because they cast this pretty well. You know, the Daredevil cast and Luke Cage. And those guys really fit their roles.
Yeah.
Bernthal's an amazing.
Bernthal, no, don't get me wrong.
And grunting his way through.
And you know, I mean, I think he has a death wish. You know, he's all like, let
that's
the guy.
That's half his dialogue, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, do it. And I'm sitting here thinking, oh, it's the Joker. Just do it. You know, it was too slow for me. It was the makeup on Jigsaw was horrendous. And the funny thing is, now if you go and watch it and you look on his cheek, it looks like one of those Olympic stick figures. There's the 2 arms, 2 legs, like, and it looks like they're doing a ribbon dancing. I swear to God, every time I saw it, I was sitting here like just thinking, you know what it looked like actually. If you Google, or if you want to put it up, the old Lucasfilm stick figure mascot kind of thing, it looked looked just like that. It couldn't be far from that, and that threw me off for pretty much most of the series. Him being the kind of a whiny little, you know, person in the beginning, that threw me off. I'm like, ugh. And then when he saw Punisher, he just stood still. I'm like, okay, yeah, I get it that they were kind of getting up to this, I think he would have looked a lot cooler.
I'm predicting now the big cosplay for this year is going to be the Jigsaw mask.
Of course,
because it's so easy.
You can get any of those just $1 masks from thing and draw it on there. Yeah,
you're going to see that a lot.
I don't think so. I think it. Really? I think this. I mean, I guarantee you that you'll maybe see it. I don't think you'll see a lot of him because I don't think he was that memorable of a character, to be honest. Yeah, that's just, like I said, this is my opinion. So what did you, you liked it.
I thought the fight scenes were really well choreographed.
I think there were few and far between.
Compared to Daredevil, yeah, because Daredevil was nothing but...
Right? The funny thing...
Hallways and fights.
Yeah,
what Daredevil was.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong, there was a couple... I mean, I think that it was... like a lot of episodes, not a lot of, some episodes were, they kind of wanted you to say, oh, okay, this is Punisher, this is how he punishes people, and all right, let's put him in a fight scene. Or, you know, I think like, you could have took out the whole fight scene in the gym, and it wouldn't matter to the story.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have seen that dude get his face by
a 2.5-pound weight. Yeah, that, I mean, don't get wrong, they were cool, but I think that
that's how they tied Turk in. You got to bring Turk into every series somehow.
Oh, God, Turk.
Claire Temple wasn't there, so we got to bring in Turk.
Yeah. I was like, I hope I never see you again. Man, feelings mutual.
Yeah, we're going to get canceled, so you probably won't.
Yeah, so, yeah, I mean, that was, like I said, that's my personal opinion.
Fight scenes were good, but I did notice the CGI blood splatter. It was a little
CGI-ish.
Yeah. It didn't make me think, oh, God, that's blood. I was like, oh, that is CGI.
It looked like the old Mortal Kombat, you know, you punch somebody in the shoulder.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but other than that, I kind of liked, they did choreograph the fight scenes better. Not as good as Daredevil. The CGI bloodletting was CGI bloodletting. It wasn't as good.
Yeah.
And
John
Pilgrim, I love that character.
John Pilgrim was a really good. I think his character and his acting, I think, made up for kind of. He was a.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it was the character or the actor.
I think it's the actor.
He's got the sleepy eyes. And just, yeah. When he looks at you,
it's like this. It's that 1,000-yard stare.
Oh my God. You know?
And it's like everybody that works for him is always just afraid. And especially like at the sheriff's department, he's all like, "Ah, crap! You really need to let these people go, man."
He's gonna kick my ass. Calm in the storm type thing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So I mean, you liked it. I didn't really care for it. I think, to be honest, I would be surprised if there would be a season 3, let alone just from the Marvel. But I think you might have some people that are going to be opposed to this one. So
yeah, I think, well, I don't think there's going to be a season 3 just because I think
they're going to pull it.
Marvel's pulling all their properties.
Yeah, but because I would imagine that they're going to go to Disney online streaming.
That's my guess. That's my
because why would you prediction. Give it to somebody else if you can make money off of it? I mean, what does Netflix have? 106 million active subscribers or something like that? That's an insane amount. And everyone paying $15 a month?
Yeah, I think DC is showing them how it's done with their DC service. Mm-hmm. Now Disney's got all those titles.
Disney's got all those titles, man.
Star Wars and Marvel and Pixar.
And the last 100 years of Disney films.
They're not even counting that.
And then Disney Show, and you have Disney XD, and it's. I think they're pulling it, but to be honest, I think I don't know how well they will do with Punisher as a under Disney.
Disney likes to keep it family oriented,
and that's going to be really rough, especially you can't pop somebody's eyeball out, on a Disney streaming thing because, I mean, you have kids that are going to watch it.
I hope they don't PG up Punisher and Daredevil.
Hey, they PG'd Deadpool. PG-13 Deadpool.
Did you watch it?
I watched the original. Why would I? They literally said that
Fred Savage was not enough to get me to watch that.
No, it was pretty much a money grab, and I think the only reason they did that is so that he can be actually in MCU. So might be an Avengers, but who knows? I doubt it, but
yeah. So you didn't like it. I did like it.
Yep.
It's they haven't said there's going to be a season 3, and they haven't said there's not going to be season 3.
It's all up in the air. It's about you guys. If you guys are binging the hell out of it, then they might bring it back. But if Marvel has their say, you know, Disney has their say.
It's just Frank Castle and Jessica money. Jones standing alone in Netflix right
now. I'm surprised Jessica Jones has been canceled yet.
It should have been canceled after season 2. Season 2 was kind
of... So let us know, what did you think about it? You know, if you disagree like we did, let us know in the comment section below. I think it was okay.
I agree, less episodes.
Yeah.
CGI wasn't so great.
Yeah.
Still liked it. You were indifferent, didn't really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jigsaw needed to be Jigsaw. If you saw freaking the Punisher, God, what was the? I still can't. The last Punisher where Jigsaw was like completely just mashed up.
He was Jigsaw. Yeah.
He was Jigsaw. He couldn't even look at himself in the mirror. This guy wore a dollar mask from the dollar store and painted it pretty, and he took it off, and he's like, "Oh, that's still a beautiful man he looks like he got in a fight with a small cat."
He's got a few imperfections on
his face. Yeah. But of course, he had to have his shirt off and have a freaking, you know, had to have a, you know.
He's no Jason Momoa, but yeah.
But it's like Jason Momoa had a scar on his face. Like, oh no, I can't sleep with you.
God, don't look at him.
Yeah. It was all right. But yeah. Cool. I think that pretty much rounds up our opinions about this. So yeah. But hey, if you like to see this video or other videos like it, you should hit that subscribe button.
Yeah, and hit that bell icon so you're notified every time we upload a new video.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bell icon.
That bell icon. Well, my name is Patrick with... Look at that. Talk Nerdy to Me.
Talk Nerdy to Me.
Exactly.
I'm Troy. Also with Talk Nerdy to Me.
Really? That's crazy.
Yeah, we're both on the same show.
Oh. No wonder.
Wait, what? Oh, that's... Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see you at the next one.
Later, nerds.
Bye, nerds. Get nerdy with me. Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Reef? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.